Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah. Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Sport is our religion. And here is Smithy's sermon.
Well, here's one for you, Louis. We are really good at sailing. Pound for pound, probably the best in the world, if you consider what we hold and what we've won, and what we contribute. We're really good at sevens rugby. Pound for pound, probably the best in the world, if you consider what we've won, and what we contribute. Seems now neither of those sports will be played, sailed, lived here, live here in New Zealand, I should say, at the top level in the foreseeable future. None of them. The latter because the appetite seems to have disappeared to the extent it's not viable anymore. Just pretty hard to fathom when you consider for many the Black Fern Sevens are the darlings of the country. And the men, well, as for the men, their history and record is both long and proud. It's baffling. And the more you read about the fiasco in Lyttelton over the weekend, the more you understand Russell Coutts' viewpoint and frustrations. Iwi and conservationists, all in the thick of it, all playing the power card. It seems Hector is not as endangered as we were led to believe. And there were up to 11 so-called dolphin observers that were being paid $600 a day, plus expenses, in a program that totaled $78,000. Kudos. Kudos to those fine people for spotting one dolphin. Having got the okay to race Sunday, Sail GP were blocked, it seems this time, by the Harbour Master for an earlier start to provide more racing time for the competitors, the spectators, stakeholders, to get at least some of the time and money's worth back from Saturday's shambles. The Harbour Master and co say Sail GP should have allowed for that possibility in their planning, and they did not. All those high-profile stakeholders and skippers, it pains to point out their respect for the environment and the wildlife, worldwide, not just here. I echo their thoughts, but I wonder how much red tape and rigmarole stands in the way of, well, say, dragon boat racing, waka racing, maybe a Wednesday night rum race. And yes, our waters, nothing like that which has driven Sail GP away from our shores.